237.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, kicking off hour number two of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And anything goes, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever is on your mind, you take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. The screening process, very simple. Nowich.
Is all they do is they ask you what your name is and where you're calling from. And maybe, you know, one, two words, what do you want to talk about? And how you listen to the show. That's it.
That's it, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. So do it up, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll bring up whatever we want. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there, so you can tune in. Whether you're on broadband or dial-up, we've got a stream just for you at freetalklive.com. Of course, it's absolutely free.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or log on to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
There you go. And speaking of the Free State Project, we did finally get an update from one of the people up in New Hampshire about what happened with the unidentified flying objector.
I'm very interested in what they
had to
say about it
over the
weekend. So that stuck, eh?
Yeah, well, you came up with that.
That's awesome.
Last week, Johnson came up with
unidentified flying objector. We were brainstorming. Ian and I were brainstorming ideas, and I just, it popped
low
into
wattage.
My head. I was like, yeah, what low wattage?
What are you talking about? You think that's
brainstorming?
Oh, I see.
Low wattage brainstorm.
Well, Dada.
Hey, that's a damn good name.
It's damn
it is,
long.
It is very creative.
It's UFO. How short can you get?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Unidentified flying object. He's the UFO.
I see.
He's the unidentified flying objector.
Exactly.
Well, apparently Ian can't deliver it so that I can get the, what is that called?
Alliteration?
Not the alliteration.
No.
When you shrink a word down, the...
Acronym?
Acronym, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you couldn't figure that out?
I said I couldn't.
He's a little slow.
He's a little slow. Unidentified flying objector. He couldn't short that into unidentified flying object and then just shorten it into UFO.
All right, leave him alone. He's just Manwich. With regards to, this is from Dada Orwell in New Hampshire. He says, hi guys, with regard to New Hampshire's unidentified flying objector, Russell Canning, and his arrest at the Manchester airport for refusing to comply with TSA regulations, there are some interesting highlights about his case which haven't come up much in the press yet. Number one, whether you approve or don't approve of Canning's precise approach, he has helped the public become aware of something hardly anyone knew before. It's possible to fly without identification if you're willing to submit to a secondary search. Canning wasn't. So apparently the secondary search, that's where they kind of pull you aside, feel up your breasts, mm-hmm. and you know do the real invasive version of a search.
They do that anyway.
They do it to random people. But if you're refusing to show ID, then you're going to be selected for a secondary search, is what they're saying.
Right.
Now, since Russell, in this case, the UFO, wasn't, then in that case, he wanted to get on plane without going through any searching and without going through the secondary search and without showing it.
I hope somebody goes back and does it again with a secondary search.
If Russell had done his protest last year, it would have saved me countless hours trying to procure a new ID for my grandmother, who had lost hers but still needed to travel. Hopefully, his sacrifice will save many others this hassle in the future. So maybe when we're going up to the Porcupine Festival, we can all just go and get secondary searched and not have to show any identification.
And just be
bring
really
ID.
Obnoxious about it. Ooh, that feels good.
Yeah. I think I'll just bring my ID.
Point number two, Russell Canning and his wife, Kat, had company during their drive to the airport. At least three FBI agents, as a matter of fact. I more or less confirmed this with one of the other FBI guys. Kat reports that she and Russell led the tailing agents on a couple quick detours just to mess with them, earning a grin from one of the drivers. It's an amusing anecdote, and the agents have remained friendly, but this doesn't seem to be a very efficient use of tax dollars. The Canning home in Keene has also been under open surveillance off and on since Canning announced his protest. And that is the case from what I've read. On the day of the actual event, Saturday, they noticed that there were a couple guys sitting in a car down the street from them. And so they actually went up and approached them and said, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just waiting for somebody. And so they left him alone. And they stayed there until they got in their car and headed out towards the airport, in which case they then started their car up and started tailing them.
Hmm.
So they, you know, they, as they were driving to the airport, they pulled a U-turn, you know, just to see who would follow them and things like that, just to play with the FBI a little bit. They weren't being very covert about what they were doing.
I don't even know what to say. Well, I'm sure they can do better than that if they have to.
I would hope so. History doesn't look kindly on Hoover's waste of resources investigating peaceful activists in the 1960s. It may frown a bit on this allocation as well. Number three, Canning didn't, especially considering the FBI actually came and interviewed him beforehand. About a week in advance of this entire thing, the FBI showed up at his house, and Dave, the guy who's writing this, was actually there, and Russell was at work, so he pointed him to his work location. They went there and interviewed him. They interviewed Dave. They interviewed Russell. They basically were asking if he was going to be violent. That's what they wanted
to
know.
You know, I'm laughing because I think it clearly points to FBI incompetence in my mind. And I'm sorry, the movie pictures, you know, of what our intelligence agencies are like, I just don't buy it.
No, not at all.
Anyway.
I've got to say that if I was in charge of one of these law enforcement agencies, and of all the groups that I could pick that I would be most likely to watch, it'd be libertarians. Mm. I'm sorry. They're armed. They want to do away with the government completely.
yes,
apparently they're willing to go to...
What? But we're nonviolent. As being libertarians, we're armed.
No. So there's plenty in the libertarian movement who only believe in violence if, in fact, they were attacked first.
Right.
And they believe that this government has taken over, that it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
It is the right of the people to alter or abolish
and that,
it.
And that violence at this point would be okay against the government.
No.
I don't agree with it. And there are certainly some people there that, you know, the Michigan militia type.
Number
you know what
three,
I mean? It could be talked into it.
Number three, I don't think a lot of Michigan militia types are in the libertarian movement. I think they consider themselves right wingers. I think they would align themselves with the Republicans. Number three,
or the Constitution Party.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely them. Canning didn't just have a complaint to make. He also had a couple of solutions in mind. Solutions that he believes in strongly enough to face arrest. These include allowing pilots to arm themselves and ending the practice of government bailouts for airlines who let terrorists seize their planes. Both of these goals would, of course, be realized by getting government completely out of aviation, and we'd all be safer for it. As one local pilot put it, quote, "I'm willing to bet my life on that proposition." So, Dave in New Hampshire, thank you for that update. We definitely appreciate it. I'll have to go and search and poke around a little bit more during this particular hour because I was a bit distracted. I wanted to follow the progress of this case over the weekend, but he was arrested on Saturday. It was around noontime when he went into the airport, and apparently it was fairly quick. I mean, they were expecting him. They knew he was going to be coming.
Sure.
He came in there. He, sure enough, refused to show his identification, and then they charged him with criminal trespassing and arrested him, took him out.
Criminal trespassing?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that? That was the charge.
What? How is he trespassing?
Well, that's a good question.
They're going to have to prove that in a court of law.
Well, that's another good question, is whether or not they're going to have to prove it. And that's kind of what I want to find out. I want to find out if Mr. Canning, once he gets out of jail, if he is determined whether or not he's going to plead not guilty or guilty.
Well, I sincerely hope he does.
Because if he goes not guilty, then they do have to prove it was criminal trespassing, in which case they would have to prove that it's private property, right? Because can you trespass on the property that you own a piece of? Is that possible?
I guess it wouldn't be.
I mean, I understand that in some government buildings it says unauthorized access. You know, you can't go into this room. But really?
But
what if you did? Isn't it yours?
That argument's not going to fly in any... No.
Okay,
come on, man. Military basis.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, then in that case, then they could possibly prove it. I don't know how they could do it, because if it is
but
our property...
But even still, did they ask him to leave?
Maybe so. I don't know. We don't know the exact... sequence of events and who said what, so perhaps once he gets out of jail, which was supposed to be today or tomorrow, I think, maybe we'll actually hear from the unidentified flying objector himself.
That'd be great.
800-259-9231, if you've got some thoughts, what do you think about someone going into an airport and refusing to show identification? How does that make you feel? This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue or something even of a personal nature. Don't forget, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Join the bulletin board system. It's free to sign up. Get interactive with us there. We call it, I like to call it our digital playground. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's lots, what I call it, too. Digital playground.
Lots of stuff to interact with there. There's a... 500, over 500 people, actually over 550 people, and over, I think, 18,000 posts free to surf around through. So be sure you go and check it out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
There sure is a lot of talking going on.
You know, we get critique from time to time on this show, and I don't mind talking about it on the air, because we're not perfect. You know, we're human beings. We mess up.
Speak for yourself.
We mess up from time to time. And there was actually some dude over on the Podcast Alley forums that was complaining because... I keep telling everybody that our website's free.
And I said, what are you talking about, man? I mean, I understand that most of the podcast websites are free out there, but we're a radio show as well. And if you go and you look around at the other syndicated radio show webpages, I would say 98% of them are probably paid subscriptions.
Plus,
they have their
free
areas.
Our name.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense we tie it in all that way, free talk live.
Right.
I don't know. He's adult. And he doesn't know anything about
the
business.
He's just a jerk.
Yeah.
And
a lot of those guys in the podcast forums, they really just look at it from their little podcast point of view.
Right.
And that's not where we're looking at it from.
Absolutely. And so what we're doing is we're differentiating ourselves from the rest of the talk radio universe.
Mm-hmm.
We are Free Talk Live, and our website is and always will be free for you.
Did he have any sort of specific complaints beyond that, or was that just it?
No, this is one of those guys that was just he was just throwing out the complaints. He was the same guy that that thought that 10,000 was too much for the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Or was too little, rather. we've got a picture of the Free Talk Live studio
on the
website.
Yeah, picture on the website, yeah.
You've seen that. It's like a panoramic view.
You can't possibly expect us to believe that that's only 10 G's worth of equipment.
And actually, it's only about 3 G's worth of equipment.
Exactly.
It's 10 G's worth of soundproofing and desks.
And foam and desk.
Right. Hey, emails. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. I'm kind of catching up on some emails tonight. This one from Daniel, Ian, and Manwich. Hi, guys. I'm a new listener via podcast and a fellow Free Stater. I love what I'm hearing so far. I've been playing catch-up by listening to the archive podcasts and wanted to comment on something from your show earlier this month. You guys were discussing the proposal to legislate a requirement to keep cold medicines containing pseudoephedrine behind the counter. Many pharmacies have already begun locking up their cold medicines, not in preparation for this new regulation, but because these items are frequently being shoplifted by meth producers.
Yeah, it's not pseudoephedrine.
It's not?
It's not pseudoephedrine or pseudoephedrine, however you want to pronounce it.
Well, what is it?
It's dextromethorphan.
Well, why would the article...
What would they use dextromethorphan hydrobromide in the production of meth for?
It's not hydrobromide. It's just dextromethorphan.
No, dextromethorphan is a hydrobromide.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they're just...
The article we were reading specifically said pseudoephedrine as the active ingredient that they were looking
you
for.
You use pseudoephed in the production of meth. Now, dextromethorphan is a...
People take that and trip on it.
Right.
That's the cough syrup that's being attacked right now.
This is different.
There's probably different stuff in the news.
Right.
But we were, in fact, reading an article about pseudoephedrine.
Yeah, they wanted to take pseudoephed and lock it up behind the pharmacy wall.
What?
Yes. Yeah. They want to take cold medicines.
If you take 10 pseudofeds, I mean, it will be an awful, ugly, over-the-counter high.
Yeah, well...
It's awful.
Awful, awful. But same thing with DXM.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't even know what that is.
Dextromethorphan.
Oh, dextromethorphan hydrobromide. Right. I don't...
That's where the people drink the entire bottle of NyQuil, and then they trip off of it.
It's not NyQuil.
But whatever it is.
There's a website out there called Arrowid, E-R-O-W-I-D, arrowid.org.
Yes, great site.
Where they talk about, people talk about drugs, and people talk about drugs and personal experiences and whatnot. And when I heard about this whole DXM thing, I went to Arrowid.
Mm-hmm.
No, I heard about this, and I read some of what they have called trip reports.
Right.
And I read about this because I'm like, why would anyone take this, and what does it do? And,
well,
you know,
you can't
expect to get an honest answer from any sort of government website,
sure.
So I wanted to find out from test pilots.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which is basically what they are.
Some of those are really dumber than me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I went and I looked and I read some of these trip reports, and I was flabbergasted.
Really?
People were like, I met Satan. the trip reports.
Well, did he puke?
Actually, you know what? No, you know, I almost suggest that you should actually take one of these,
find one
safe for air, and actually read one, because
for DXM.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some phenomenal material
there. Arrowid is an interesting website. If you ever are interested in doing research on drugs, don't go to the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Go to Arrowid, because they, again, like you said, there's reports from people who've actually used the drugs. Everything from positive to very, very negative experiences are reported there, and it's just a very educational website. There's not only are there experiences, but there's also real information, you know, about the drugs and their effects and their long-term effects and their short-term effects.
Stuff you can believe a little more readily, too.
Yeah, real, like, information with sources and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go check out. And so if you're really seriously looking into something, whether or not you know, maybe you just want to do some research for a report, or maybe you're a hardcore drug user and you want to learn a little bit more about what you're doing.
How do you spell Arrowid?
E-R-O-W-I-D.
Now, what's Arrowid. The benefit?
.org.
I don't like the idea of giving it giving out that information.
Why?
It scares me a little
bit. It's harm reduction.
How so?
Yeah, it is. It talks about health benefits, the doses that are effective and effective to trip on without overdosing.
Are we talking about DMX?
We're talking about all drugs.
All drugs. Okay. Arrowhead covers everything.
Any
covers
psychedelic or non-psychedelic
law,
drug. Any drug that modifies your thinking process.
The categories that it breaks down on the site is dose, chemistry, law, health, images, and effects.
Yeah, this is all good information. I mean, I see where you're coming from. You don't want to educate people, but the fact is, if somebody wants to take DXM,
DMX.
You know, if they hear from their friends at
DXM.
High school, DXM, dextromethorphan, whatever.
Yeah.
Methorphan.
If they hear from their kids at high school, and this is where it's popular. It's a popular high school thing because acid doesn't come around very often.
Thank
right?
goodness.
So if you want to trip and replicate a acid-like experience, then DXM is a way to go. And so the word spreads around the high school, hey, if you drink enough NyQuil, you'll trip.
It's not NyQuil.
Whatever. Well, now you're trying
actually,
to get out the good information.
Actually, dextromethorphan is NyQuil.
What's that?
Dextromethorphan, hydrobromide, you were correct, I was wrong, is in fact in NyQuil.
Yeah, that's how I've always heard it used.
I thought it was in DayQuil.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's in some quill, and if you drink enough of it, you'll have psychedelic effects, and yes, you may puke.
No, you're going to puke
with us in DM.
Forget, you're going to puke.
Well, anyway,
that's going to happen.
All I'm telling you is this word gets around the high school, and then you've got kids going out buying bottles full of this stuff and drinking it. I mean, if they're going to do that anyway, isn't it best that they know how much to consume to achieve the desired effects? Isn't it best that they find out what an appropriate dose would be as opposed to going way overboard and really hurting themselves? That's the point of harm reduction. The harm reduction assumes that people are going to do this. And you know as well as I do, Manwich, that's a safe assumption.
Yep.
People are going to do drugs. And so,
we don't want to help them, though.
It's not necessarily helping them. It's just kind of giving them the information they need to do those drugs in as safe a manner as possible. Because if you just tell them, don't do it, kids, it's bad. And then they do it anyways, and they don't know what they're getting into, or they don't know that, you know, they need to drink a lot of water while they're on this, or whatever, you know, whatever the additional details are besides, oh, just pop it in your mouth and have a good old time. There's usually other things that you need to know.
Mm.
And giving them that real information can help kids stay alive, dude. Wouldn't you rather have someone live through their experience?
Sure.
That's what harm reduction's about. 800-259-9231, toll free. Maybe we can dig up an entertaining DXM story. This is your show. It's free. We're not encouraging this, by the way. It's Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Be aware, listeners, they're at the network, the Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate. They are apparently having some severe thunderstorms, some power issues. They're on a generator right now, and so at some point, things just might totally drop out. But we're going to keep doing the show. Those of you who are on the internet, the broadband feed, you're going to continue receiving the show, even if that happens. So there you go. FreeTalkLive.com, by the way, you can grab up some archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you scroll down to the sixth day, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they're hosting our shows all the way back to March 1st on the house. All of it is free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check that out. We actually started in on an email, and I think I want to finish the email before we get into what we're going to do here. But Daniel emailed us about pseudoephedrine, because a couple weeks back we reported that there's going to be some legislation coming up that may actually force your cold medicines behind the counters at your pharmacy. So you got a cold, you want to go get some Sudafed or something like that, you're going to have to actually ask the pharmacist to retrieve it and then check out with the pharmacist, because apparently they're trying to, and they're going to restrict the amount that you can buy as well. They're trying to crack down on all those people that are manufacturing methamphetamine.
Many drugstores are already not allowing people to buy large quantities of Sudafed. I mean, they're self-regulating here. I don't see any point in legislators getting involved.
Well, according to, and of course, it's not going to do anything, but just make it more difficult for people that really need cold medicine.
Just the people that need no cold medicine are just going to be annoyed that much more.
And actually, Daniel says that apparently they've already, yes, as you said, are being put behind the counter, but another reason, because the meth heads are stealing them. Like, they're coming in and just shoplifting Sudafed.
Right.
And why they would do that, I don't know. Aren't you making enough?
Because they're wacky drug dealers.
Your profit high enough on the methamphetamine to where you can buy your supplies?
Imagine they're whacked out of their skulls.
Maybe so. Thus, a never-ending cycle ensues, which stems from laws that create unnatural situations. This is Daniel. In an economy, and brings about the need for further inhibitions placed on that economy, regardless of whether or not those new inhibitions are forced by the government or voluntarily enacted by the economy's participants. It's a bit like when one tells a single lie and then has to continue producing new lies in order to perpetuate the effects of the original one. And that's a pretty good example,
yeah.
Because once you've got this one government program, which is the war on drugs, which does nothing but promote drug use, it has resulted in nothing more than more drug users, more drugs, more harder, more dangerous drugs on the streets, and more expensive as well. It's had all kinds of negative effects, deleterious effects, and now you've got the government saying,
not to mention all the innocent people that have been injured killed and injured and robbed in order to keep up these people's habits.
Jailed, lives ruined for the rest of their lives because they get caught with a joint. Well, now, if your war on drugs is failing and you've thrown a bunch more money at it and it's still failing, which is what we have today, then just pass some more restrictions. Restrict the cold medicines and just restrict people from leaving their houses. Maybe that's where we're going to go eventually, because seriously, that's the direction we're going.
You can't leave without good reason.
More control is what we've gotten out of this. Now, we were talking about a website called Arrowhead. Arrowhead.org.
While you were talking, I actually found another short one that we might want to cover as well, because it's actually about eight tablets of Sudafed.
Really?
Funny that we were talking about that and we just happened to find an experience. But let's talk about the the
DXM. But we got DXM. we got into a little tiff in the last segment as to whether or not what chemical we were even talking about, and there was two on the table. Pseudoephedrine, which is used in Sudafed and other cold products, mm-hmm. and then DXM, which is also used in cold products.
Pseudoephedrine or ephedrine, I guess, is it's called Trucker Speed, apparently, is the street name for it. That's that one I didn't know about before. But, okay, now, as far as education, as far as the site being educational, I want to preface this by saying, imagine if you had heard these stories in your drug education, as opposed to the nonsense that they tell you in school.
And you actually
hear a story from somebody who's actually done it.
Yeah, and that's one of the benefits of this website, arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. No, they're not a sponsor. But you can actually read experiences from people who have had good experiences and people who have had bad experiences.
Now,
so that way you know what you're getting into.
I want to read just the four titles that are the first four titles of the experiences that were posted for DXM. And I'm going to read the top one, but the four titles are, one, I felt my soul being ripped from my body. That's by Rallo. That's the one I'm going to read.
Good Lord.
The other one is, are you a vampire? Oh, no. Man. I just met God by PJ. The path is not clearly signposted by Ant, and then the fourth plateau by Anonymous.
All right. Let's
so just to give you an example.
These people might have really gone somewhere.
Yeah, just to give you an example. So the first story here is by Raul. He says, well, I had an experience with some extremely dangerous drugs a few days ago. I used to drink a bottle of Robitussin for fun. Well, I found some concentrated DXM in pill form. My friend O and I decided to have some fun. A bottle like I used to drink had about 220 milligrams of dextromethorphan.
Okay, so here's one of the things about this website, is it actually, in most cases on these reports, reveals the dosage of the individual, not only the dosage, but also usually the weight of the person involved. So you can kind of judge. Again, right. This is for harm reduction purposes, for people who've decided they got to drink a bottle of NyQuil just to see what happens to themselves. Well, here he's saying he's drank a bottle of whatever NyQuil in the past, and that was about 220 milligrams.
Right.
But he took 700.
Yeah, he took 720 milligrams. They each did.
Of DXM.
About
great.
The thing is, with these pills, you couldn't drink that much cough syrup
in
a sitting.
No
okay.
You wouldn't be, your stomach wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right.
No. He continues, about 2 hours later, back at our house, it hit us. I started getting some weird visuals
hours,
on the
huh?
wall. Yeah. O was zonked out and freaked out lying on the couch. We both started hearing crazy sounds. We had total loss of any motor skills. My friend R paged me and asked me to come over to the tavern. I was in no shape to drive and explained this to him, and he said okay. Finally, I convinced O to unfold the couch bed so that we could both lie down. He did so, and I climbed aboard. The entire room was spinning, and we could not focus on anything. Just sleep it off, we thought.
Aye.
I got caught in a nasty time loop. I experienced hell. I thought that my basement was the only existent universe, and Jason and I were doomed to live it out in this horrible state for all eternity. God was finally punishing us for our foolish sins. I experienced the same events over and over again, seeing my legs, leaving the bed, looking at my pager, returning to the bed, leaving my body, and then seeing my legs again. Each time I left my body, it seemed days, years, eons passed, but each time I looked at my pager, only 1 minute had passed. We both thought that we were dying or very close to it. I felt my soul being
ripped. They probably
ripped.
Were dying or very close to it.
I felt my soul being ripped from my body. I tried to contain it, but my body began to stretch and pull, and my head started to get yanked from my neck. I could only console myself by assuring myself...
It was like a wrestling match.
...that we did not do enough to overdose.
I just gotta wonder, is this kid's mind ever going to really come back?
Probably not. Intense visuals of torment. I could hear people screaming and dying. I knew my life was about to end. I woke up 6 hours later, and we were back to the ground. I was wearing a robe, and the entire basement was trashed. We were still heavily high, and we spent the next hour talking about the trip. We then cleared everything up, got some breakfast, and headed to work. I am still high as I write this now. This makes pure LSD seem like ginger beer. There is no comparison.
And then he got in a car and drove to work.
Yay!
This just so you know, be careful on the
roads.
This
is a good story
people.
Of why not to do things like this.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. 800-259-9231. You want to comment? You got something you want to bring up? You want to change the topic? This is Free Talk Live, so take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Sign up for our updates. There's so much on there, and it's all free. So be sure you check that out. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're doing, I guess, a little bit of community service tonight here on Free Talk Live. We are, we just read a trip report, as they are called, about a particular substance called DXM, dextromethorphan. I'm not even sure how you pronounce
it. So if any of you high schoolers out there were thinking about going and downing a bunch of cough syrup,
think again.
This guy said it was like going to hell over and over again.
It's like his
ripping
hell,
his brain his, from his body.
His soul
like
being ripped from his body.
Yeah. That can't be good. Soul ripped from body be, thing.
I mean, sounds like a great weekend.
I don't know what it feels like, but it can't be good.
No.
So we're kind of just doing a little bit of community service. If you want more of these, you can go to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, and we might post a link to them on the bulletin board
now,
system tonight.
Now, to be fair, there may be good drip reports in there. There may be people who talk about things and say, this is great. But probably not about a lot of the drugs that a lot of these high schoolers are taking these days. No, most of the DXM reports that I saw, Most were really, really horrible.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and if the more the more bad reports there are, the better your odds of having a bad time are.
Mm.
You know, and then things can get worse because what we read last was kind of, you know, they were kind of like in their basement hanging out, going to hell in their basement, and they thought they were living forever in their basement and crazy stuff like that. They didn't leave the house. This next guy did.
Can you imagine what would happen? What it would be like if you were that messed up and you just. You know, go wandering down the street.
Well, I see them down here all the time in Florida. I mean, there are people down walking down the street all the time.
It happened to a friend of mine in high school. That's how I know so much about this DM stuff.
Alcohol and ephedrine are the drugs that this particular individual took. Ephedrine, of course, is the other drug we were talking about moments ago. That's the one that pseudoephedrine they're attempting to...
ephedra or ephedrine.
Well, this is ephedrine in pill or tablet form. He took 8 of them orally, as well as 8...
Now, this is just... 8 pills.
Yeah.
I mean, this would
and
be
8 glasses of alcohol.
Anybody could do this to themselves legally.
Yes.
Any day of the week.
That's my point.
I gotta wonder if there's a huge difference though between pseudoephedrine and ephedrine.
Probably not. One of them is probably more manufactured than the other.
I think that ephedrine is a stronger substance.
Until the weekend,
because I've taken it for antihistamine purposes.
Yeah, this guy took ephedrine, 8 tablets of ephedrine, not 8 tablets.
Yeah,
of ephedrine.
But it's got to be something that you can go to the store and get because nobody's selling ephedrine.
I saw it today at a convenience store.
Ephedrine.
Often people you take it to stay awake because it makes it's a little speedy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But not 8 of them. Drinking 8 glasses of alcohol.
Right.
Here's the story. Again, this is for your...
Pseudoephedrine 1 makes me a little jumpy.
Yeah. This is for your information. Here we go. This one. Until the weekend before last, I assumed that ephedrine was a relatively safe and harmless way to perk up without any unusual side effects. Then something happened which most definitely changed my mind. During the course of an evening, I'd consumed a fair amount of alcohol, 7 to 8 drinks, over several hours, smoked a bowl of marijuana, and had taken 8 ephedrine tablets. Then I decided to drive home from my home in Austin down to visit a friend in San Antonio.
Austin to San Antonio?
I really wasn't that drunk, and I wasn't still particularly stoned, so I assumed I'd be fine. And I was
partially drunk and partially stoned. It's good driving. People will do it, no matter what the law is.
The editors inserted a note here. It is extremely dangerous to drive while under the influence of a large amount of alcohol, especially if in combination with other psychoactive drugs. Don't do it. So here's
the editor's right.
Yeah. Here's the rest of the report. One second I'm leaving my house, and literally the next thing I know, it's 45 minutes later, and I'm driving off the road and colliding with a barbed wire fence.
Oh, crap. Oh, my God.
So 1 minute you're walking out your door, the next minute you're running into a fence 45 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
Conscious thought and memory hit me in one sudden horrifying moment. Though I can clearly remember everything after that moment, which occurred as I slammed into the fence, there's about 45 minutes before that point, of which I have absolutely no recollection of. Somehow, I ended up on a country road in the middle of nowhere, where I most definitely should not have been. I was on the wrong road, and I had no idea why I would be on it. There's one route I take to San Antonio.
Because you were stoned out of your gourd.
Yeah. I can't really say it was a blackout, though, because I was conscious the entire time, and driving, no less.
That would definitely qualify as a blackout.
Blackout,
people
still
can operate,
sure. You're still functioning, you just don't remember it.
Autonomic brain function still functions when you black out. And autonomic driving is actually an autonomic response. Most people don't know that. But you actually train yourself to a certain point where certain day-to-day activities become completely autonomic.
That's why you can do other things. That's why many of us do other things while we drive, because driving is so second nature.
Well, that's because it's not just... It's where you drive and where you're used to driving. If you're doing an automatic straight line drive, you're used to doing that. If you're driving from home to work, it's something you do every day. You know the perfect route. Now, if you're driving into a new city and finding a new thing that you've never been to, you're following directions, that's not on an automatic
drive. By the way, every IQ expert in the world, just as a side fact, every IQ expert in the world recommends that if you actually vary your route to work every day, you can actually increase your IQ.
One of those brain exercises
to actually create by varying your routines every day.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to think about it.
If you follow the same routine every single day, your synapses, the same synapses fires over and over again. But if you go somewhere different, you see different things in a different order, it creates new connections in your brain.
Hmm.
Which is why old people who sit on the couch and watch TV all the time are totally worthless.
Totally begin to veg.
So finally, his final thoughts on this were, he's been to San Antonio before, so it wasn't like he was going to a new place. He usually has a usual route. He went off his usual route.
Yeah, but he was just nuts, stoned out of his gourd.
And he finally says that he's very fortunate, indeed, that he hit a fence instead of slamming head-on into a tree or an oncoming car, for instance.
Imagine if he would have hit another car and his whole life would have been
over. Careful out there, kids. This is the point of doing research on this stuff. I mean, if you're going to do it, you better know what you're doing. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control 800-259-9231.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there for you. The bulletin board system, archives, streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. They're all free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And again, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so if you want to get your ideas on the air, now's the time to do it. 1-800-259-9231, because we're only here for moments more. Man, what you had a gripe during the break.
I'm concerned about glamorizing drug use.
Do you think we glamorized drug use tonight?
I don't agree that, you know, taking a trip to hell over and over and over again and feeling your
running into a barbed wire
neck
fence.
Being lifted from your body and driving into a barbed wire fence because you lost 45 minutes of your life and don't know how to account for it is glamorizing the drug use.
I'm sorry, but the story about the kids in the downstairs basement, if you live in a crappy little town where there's nothing to do and you're in high school and most of those people in that town really don't like you anyway, that's glamour. That's something they're going to want to do.
I guess I just don't
understand. My soul being ripped from my body doesn't sound pleasant and glamorous.
He's saying that some people would think that sounds like fun.
Well, maybe they'd go out and just, you
know. And then we want to talk about how bad these things are. So we were talking about how bad they were. And then we want to talk about legalizing them. That's a very difficult position to come from. These are terrible things. Let's legalize them.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, Manwich, and I think that, first of all, you have to realize that the bored kids in the little town are going to do these things anyway, because there is no mall to go
to. If you were able to convince a bored kid in a town that if he was smashing his thumb with a hammer is a good idea, one of these kids might do it.
Well, they do that.
They do it.
They do things that dumb.
Let's run into a wall. Let's imitate that show on MTV where they, you know, jump off buildings and pools.
I am saying, I think we've made it clear that we're not supporting kids doing this sort of thing. But at the same time, we are also not dense enough to realize that they're going to listen, or to expect that they're going to listen to us. I think it's one thing for Free Talk Live to say, kids, don't do drugs. And then it's another thing to say, Free Talk Live wants you to live through your experience if you're going to do drugs, because there are plenty of them that are going to anyways, regardless of whether it's mom, dad, their best friend, their girlfriend, some total stranger, or a couple of radio talk show hosts telling them not to do it. They're going to do it anyway. And Free Talk Live realizes that and says, in that case, if you're going to do it, you need to know a few things. And
don't do that. Don't do those two.
Well, please don't. But if you're going to, do the research and find out what you're getting into. That's the message here, man.
What about the news program that tells somebody how to put together a nuclear weapon? I mean, are they just...
You know, was ABC... Stop. Okay, then. Was ABC doing...
damage reduction.
Excuse me. Was ABC doing its viewers a disservice by producing an hour-long documentary about ecstasy and talking to people that supported the use of ecstasy? Because they did. They actually had people on camera talking about how ecstasy never hurt them, and they know plenty of people who've done it several times, and they're, you know, they're into their into adulthood at this point, and they weren't harmed by it. And then they showed, you know, the actual evidence that showed that MDMA is really, on the scale of drugs, one of the more harmless ones. It's the dirty pills, it's the beans and the things that are on the black market that are dangerous. So the actual chemical behind ecstasy, the active chemical, is really, I mean, it's not as bad as they say it.
I'm sorry.
Were they doing the wrong thing?
I can't see information as harmful. I mean, I know how to blow up a bridge if I want to because of information I've read on the internet.
Stop keeping kids in the dark. They're going to do it anyway. Give them the information they need to be safe. That's Free Talk Live's message.
Or they won't do it. Or they won't do it. They might choose not to.
Continue the discussion online at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Again, freetalklive.com. See you.